I'm just trying to change the world here, people.
Oh, really?
The Facebooking and the tweeting and the Instagramming, all that would not exist without our understanding of science.
So it's amazing that you do that as an insult.
You mean true for you is different from true for anybody else?
Yeah, absolutely,
true for you?
Because I can't
think either got to be true or not.
I can't, no.
Hello, people of Internetlandia. This is Andy Cowan broadcasting live from an undisclosed location somewhere in Florida for your edutainment for O'Reilly Radio Show 74. This is going to be a solo affair with just me, myself, and I. So my id, my superego, and myself will all get along quite nicely, I'm sure. This is the show where we dismantle the current events for your edutainment through mostly rational conversations, which I will have with myself that will make you go, oh, really? If you're watching the live stream, my Logitech webcam has a piece of software in it that tries to do It tries to do facial tracking, through some weird algorithm, which is completely unbeknownst to me. And since I have a pop filter in front of my face, it's having a little issues trying to actually follow me, because I'm sitting still, essentially, and it will zoom in all the way on my nose, and then it will freak out and then zoom all the way back out. So I'm very sorry if that's distracting. Windows 10 and some of my other drivers are still trying to shake down and get nice with the world. So be that as it may, let's see. I did not... Let me be honest. I don't feel so good. Whatever I ate is not agreeing with the super long week that I've had for my normal workplace. So with that, I apologize for any weirdness. Not that it's going to be any different than any other time. Let's see. Errata from last week. Don't really have any. At least not that I was able to notice. You can, of course, always call that in at 470-222, oh really, O-R-L-Y, which would be 6759 on your rotary dial phones. Leave us a voicemail, we'll play it on the air, and hopefully it'll be interesting enough. That is, of course, brought to us by our Google Voice number. Yay! Isn't that fantastic? It's free, so that's always fun. Speaking of things that are free, while we're in the errata section, which, by the way, if I speak wrongly of anything, and you know better than I do, please go ahead and give me that voicemail or email us at oreillyradiopodcast@gmail.com. Just pause us right now and write up that email or give us a call. Let it, you know, set us straight. Set us straight on whatever it happens to be. Now, as I was getting ready for the show this evening, I was disturbed because someone moved my cheese. It ended up being that Google has been doing a lot of changes ever since they've started that whole Google Alphabet thing, which we discussed at minor length last week. They've been breaking things out, and one of their main goals seems to be to marginalize what was the Google Hangout, I'm sorry, the Google Plus experience. And Hangouts on Air and Hangouts was an integral part of the Google Plus experience. So now, since that is how I use the website to broadcast live to you, to stream it out, and also then it captures the video and drops that right into YouTube for me, it's super duper convenient. But apparently, they're trying to get rid of some of that super duper convenience, and it looks like they may be going into a more traditional kind of broadcast thing. I was actually originally trying to do a live broadcast with Justin TV and several of the other streaming agents out there. And I was having some success, but the machine that I was working on decided to really anger me in whatever it was doing. And the audio just ended up being choppy, and it was unusable. So I had the video, but I didn't have the audio. So I went back to the Hangout on Air experience, because it worked. It's actually really super simple. But the option when I went to upload on YouTube was missing. Instead, there was something else in its place, a weird live dashboard thing for streaming. And I'm sure that it's going to be great, and I'm sure that what they're really doing is just building a kind of a the Twitch model, the Periscope model, you know, more of a live broadcast, random kind of feel. But they're changing the infrastructure behind it so that they don't have to do as much of the heavy lifting, even though by all markers, they're still doing just as much heavy lifting, if not more, because of the way that they then rebuild some of the video itself and do all those things. I'm not sure what to think of it. In fact, I'm looking at it now. I'm over at the live dashboard, live_dashboard at youtube.com. So you can see it on your various channels out there if you have anything uploaded. And it says that my stream is currently offline, even though I am broadcasting live to all of you fine folks out there. At least I think I'm broadcasting live to all you fine folks out there. So I'm going to look real quick. Let's see here. Let's see. This is a... Well, it says live. It says I have no viewers, but that's not... Not terribly strange. And, yeah, so it says that I'm live. I have to think that I'm live. And you can see me out at the website at oreillyradio.com, where I always have a little snippet in there right next to the chat. But I wasn't really into that today. So this is going to be something that may change as we go forward. I may have to set up encoding software, which I use the Open Broadcaster software, openbroadcast.org, I believe. I can leave that in the show notes. Maybe I will. So we'll see how that goes going forward. But just wanted to let you know that, hey, they're moving our cheese. I don't understand what they're doing. Making me mad. I did not really go into great detail, because I really wasn't feeling up to it, of putting together show notes. So I'm just going to give you some raw, what I usually take to then build the feed. So let's see. What do I have here? There was something very interesting that I saw. Google, since I'm having fun talking about them today, Google came out with something called OnHub. O-N-H-U-B. Now, again, if you're a frequent listener, then you know that I bought the Amazon Echo product. It's really interesting. It's a household assistant. It integrates with a lot of other things. In fact, it just recently integrated with my SmartThings Hub, which is nice. Now I have the Wink Hub and the SmartThings Hub, so I should have all my home automation stuff kind of integrated in there and would be able to treat it like a Jarvis kind of thing. And for a couple things, it works. Like I can tell my coffee pot to turn on or tell my lights to turn off or something like that. Now, the interesting thing, though, about this, the OnHub, is it looks an awful lot like the Amazon Echo. But it's not the Amazon Echo. It does not have these voice recognition features and things like that. Its biggest claim to fame is that it is a wireless access point. It's not just a wireless access point, though. I had to dig in because I'm a hardware guy. I like the technical specs. And they've got for 2.4 gigahertz wireless, they've got 3x3 smart antennas for B, G, and N. For A, N, and AC, they have, that's in the 5 gigahertz spectrum, they have another 3 smart antennas. They also have a couple other packages for Zigbee, which is also known as Thread to them. But that is they're integrating it in with Zigbee protocol, which is the wireless protocol that, the smart Internet of Things does. So it's the preferred protocol that, the Samsung, Wow. Like I said, I'm not feeling so hot. I was just saying, SmartThings. SmartThings uses Zigbee as its preferred protocol. So all of their stuff works on the Zigbee frequencies. So they've incorporated that in there. They've got Bluetooth in this thing, too. And they've got the standard wireless protocol. Wireless security protocols, that is. It's got gigabit Ethernet to hook it up because it's an access point, so it has to get its feed from somewhere. But it also has a WAN port, so it has a WAN and a LAN port, one of each. So you plug it in, and then it'll daisy chain out. So it will do full routing capabilities. It's supposed to have, you know, these super wireless bands so that it can get everywhere in your house and really drive home a signal. The more radios that you have, the better you can do shaping of the traffic shaping, and angle the antennas. But these are all circular smart antennas, so in theory, it's not really going to work quite that way. I guess they're trying for the real donut experience. It's going to have that kind of inner tube donut range of effect from itself. It also is kind of mimicking with the whole round thing. It's mimicking the look of the Amazon Echo. The reason I keep going back to that, other than that's one of the comparisons that one of the journalists out there made, was that if you continue to look into the hardware specs, they did include a 3-watt speaker. And that's one of the things that makes the Amazon Echo so awesome, is that it is a Bluetooth speaker. Oh, there's Bluetooth in this thing too. So this device, which is apparently on sale for about $200, is supposed to be just a whippin' fast wireless router, but it also has capability to be upgraded later. It has 4 gigabytes of onboard storage for flash RAM and programming information, which is a lot more than any router out there needs to really do its job. It's about, let's say, unit dimensions. It's 2 pounds, so it's fairly hefty. It's 4.6 inches in diameter, 7.5 inches tall. So it's a fairly big thing. It has a dual core 1.4 gigahertz processor in it, a gig of RAM, DDR3. Its normal flash ROM that it uses to boot with is 8 megabytes. That's typical. So that's the operating system of the thing. And then it has an additional 4 gig of MMC RAM for storage. 3-watt speaker. It has the light rings up at the top that tell you what's going on. And it also, this is interesting, it does have a trusted platform module. So, judging from that, they're going to have a lot of, they're going to try and build in as much security as possible. And that's great. Now, one thing that it does not say that it has is a microphone. That alone may make it a very different thing. It may just be possible to use it as a Bluetooth speaker, like a Sonos player or something like that. I don't know. Time will tell. But the big thing that a lot of people were concerned with was, hey, this giant security device here is going to be sitting in your house sniffing every packet that comes in and goes out. Is it going to then target your advertisements based on literally every packet that comes in and out of your house? I don't think so. I mean, it's a fairly strong device. It's got a lot of gusto behind it. But given the nature of the beast, the way these things operate, it would need more to really do the right level of packet sniffing to even come close to that. I think really what they're trying to do is just that. They're trying to give you the best browsing experience possible and continuing to make a really great name for themselves. I think that's all they're trying to do. They did come out with this little player thing at a couple years ago, but it flopped horribly. And it was like a little wireless bookshelf speaker kind of thing. And it had a good high powered amp and a decent, well, actually, no, it didn't have any speakers in it. It was just an amp. And you'd have to plug speakers into it. I can't remember what it was. I think it was the Q or something. It did not do very well and was not available for very long. But those that had it really liked it, if they ever used it, other than a paperweight. So this will be something to keep an eye on as Google continues to do their thing as they're like to do. It's interesting. Not sure what they're going to be doing with it. But that's what we're here for. We're here to look. Okay, so back to the other things that I had had sniffed out of the internet. Let's see. Scientists had apparently grown a mini human brain in the lab. They did this with skin cells that they had then reverted to a stem cell through a pretty time-honored and rigorously tested process. And what they claim to have built this thing, it was like much larger than other brain cells that have been done before. In this cluster was supposed to be about like 5 millimeters in length and in one dimension. That's actually pretty decent. They also are claiming that it had all the major functions, all the major parts of a brain. Of course, that got a lot of headlines. And New Scientist dug into this, and they found that no, this isn't really the case at all. In fact, as we look, it really looks more like just more of a lot of brain cells that are kind of clumped together, but not actually joined together. Like they're just there in a pile, more or less, in the petri dish. And figuring out exactly what section does what, you'd have to actually test, because different parts of the brain actually have different enzymes and things like that that indicate that, hey, this is this kind of brain cell. The originators of the study said that they could not do the tests. The folks over at New Scientist said, yes, you could. Absolutely. That's plenty big enough to actually test it. But they wouldn't do that. So far, this is not peer-reviewed at all. But it's being sensationalized by the initial study. And they're also patenting the process immediately. So this may just be an attention and money grab, which is not great. But it definitely, it continues to raise awareness that, hey, we are doing good work in, you know, changing even human skin cells into really testable media, all reverting them all the way back to stem cells. One of the things I have to say about that is that there was all this controversy over stem cell research, all this terrible controversy. And of course, it was because the easiest pickings was from aborted fetuses. You know, we could get those stem cells because, oh, look, their stem cells are right there. They're still stem cells. But so it's the only thing that I can ever be thankful for the anti-abortion, pro-choice movement is that it caused us to really look hard at the problem because we still needed them. But obviously pulling them from such a controversial source was, kind of endangered funding for other things. So we couldn't do that. So, we did it. We figured out other ways, and we're all the better for it. So, moving on, Bernie Sanders, even though he's out on the campaign trail, announced a bill to abolish for-profit prison, the for-profit prison industrial complex. So, that's great newsworthy stuff. I really am a big fan of Bernie Sanders, and he continues to put these out there to help us all, to really help us all and do the right thing. He's definitely a future-minded person. MIT, in their labs, has created a 3D printer that uses molten glass as its medium. So it's melting glass and using that as the fiber, basically, that would go into another 3D printer. So they're making some really amazing and hot stuff out of that. Physicist unveils the first quantum interconnect. It's quantum. I don't even know what to say. Again, this is over at MIT. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, by the way. Should you be curious. Let's see. In Camden, a new policing model for America's most violent cities, Camden, New Jersey, apparently they fired everyone. Camden, New Jersey's violent crime is down 9% over the same period last year, a promising sign for one of the country's most radical experiments in law enforcement. In a controversial move last May, Camden dissolved its police force, breaking the union and replacing it with a cheaper regional force. And with that, violent crime went down. So there's a couple things I have to say about that. One, great that you're trying. Two, is it down because they don't know where to look for the crime? Because they're all new? Or two, is it what people would probably immediately knee-jerk to, which is they were corrupt and they were pulling people in for lesser offenses that weren't really even crime, but trumped-up charges and things like that. And all that broken window policing, as we've discussed previously. I don't know. That's going to be something that's going to be told over the long tail, not just in a headline. Sad news, Jimmy Carter announced, former President Jimmy Carter, announced that he has cancer and that it has spread to his brain. So our thoughts and hopes go out to Jimmy Carter and his family for at least, we all die of cancer eventually. If we live long enough, cancer will come up because cancer is nature's way of getting rid of us, essentially. It is an improperly folded protein, any number of causes for that. Some have a greater propensity. Basically, it's just our cells, when they are dividing and continuing to replace dying cells, something happened in the replication that failed. So, unfortunately, he has that, and it's probably not going to go away. When cancer goes into the brain, things like chemotherapy do not work very well because you can also kill off other cells, good cells, and brain cells. We kind of need those. So I don't think that he's necessarily going to get well, but I wish him a comfortable remaining life, whatever it may be. He's, I believe, 90. He's in his 90s, and he's still building homes for Habitat for Humanity with his bare hands. He is an amazing person and probably one of the best presidents that we've ever had, especially in retrospect, if you look back at his long and beneficial career. So I'd say get well soon, but I'm less optimistic about that and more realistic. So the biggest shark ever filmed really just looks like an enormous zeppelin, and her name is Deep Blue. It's a big great white, and really it looks comically disproportionate. The body is bigger than the jaw, which is not usually something that we see. You should be able to see that out on our show notes, which will be available at oberlyradio.com for this show number 74. Florida Senate passed its own congressional map, and it differs from the Florida House. So we're slowly continuing to move towards a less gerrymandered state. We'll see how well that works out. Warner Brothers confirmed that there is a Carl Sagan movie, a biopic, that is in the works. So we're definitely going to look for that. Detroit. The Satanist Temple. Or Church of Satan, whatever it may be. Can't remember off the top of my head, as I said, I'm not feeling great. They unveiled their Baphomet, or Baphomet, B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. It's pronounced many different ways. I'm not the only one that's butchering the pronunciation of this demonic figure, who isn't really all that demonic if you read some of the literature. But it was unveiled amidst cheers of hailing Satan, etc., blah, blah, blah. Church of Satan, by the way, they don't actually believe in Satan. It's really more of a humanist kind of endeavor. So it's definitely, they're big on the church-state separation and are trolling everybody left and right, should you get in the way of that. So it's great. Freedom of religion, all religions, including Satanism. Enjoy. Enjoy those rules. E-cigarettes have been found to be around 95% less harmful than regular smoking. So keep on vaping, I suppose. There was also a report that it did not serve as a path to teen smoking, like to getting other people to start smoking. So I'm sure that there's still some of that that's going to happen because people are people. But apparently the study shows that it is not a dramatic shift and certainly far less than regular smoking. Hundreds of U.S. rabbis have voiced their support for the Iran nuclear deal. So stick that in your pipes and smoke it, or in your vape sticks, etc. There was an Indiana teacher who loves the Catholic Church so much that she married Jesus. Yeah, that's a thing. It's out on Raw Story. Let me see if I can dig into that because it's really just too rich. An Indiana teacher married Jesus Christ over the weekend after becoming a consecrated virgin. Jessica Hayes, a 38-year-old theology teacher at Bishop Duinger High School in Fort Wayne, Indiana, entered into a, quote, a spousal union with Christ lived in the midst of the world, end quote, reported the Journal Gazette. Hayes will keep her job and her name, and she is not becoming a nun. She may, but she may not marry and will live a life of prayer and service to the church, the newspaper reported. She wore a wedding dress and prostrated herself before the altar Saturday during Mass. This is quite crazy. But okay. Just don't hurt anybody. That's all I can say. We'll move on and not give her an more time. Let's see. The Duggars have pitched a new reality show counseling young victims of sexual abuse. That's hilarious. The UK is getting all charged up over an ultra low emission vehicle roadways. Apparently they're building, lanes that may even charge vehicles while driving on them. So that's going to be interesting. We'll have to keep looking at that. Presidential hopeful Ben Carson says, as president, I will create a biblical sin-based tax program. We'll just move right along from there. Florida principal tries to quietly ban book to appease Christians and sets off a, this says a S storm. I'm going to try and keep it nice and neat here. The book in, should you be adding books to your banned book list that, for your reading, last minute summer reading here. It is called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime by Mark Haddon, Haddon. Let's see. Curious Incident is the story of a 15-year-old British math genius who is on the autism Asperger's syndrome spectrum. The teenager relays everything that happens around him in the same matter-of-fact, almost emotionless tone, including some adult struggles with faith and belief in God. So that's the crux of the matter. Good for you folks. It actually looks like a really interesting read. So make sure to pick that up next time you're looking for something for your Kindle. Let's see. There's a lot of other things. Samsung wants to do an earthwide internet via 4,600 microsatellites. That sounds interesting. Obama administration has warned the GOP that trying to illegally defund Planned Parenthood will end badly for you. So a little threats there, which is always fun. GOP presidential hopeful Jeb Bush thinks that we haven't given the NSA enough power to spy on us. We'll move away from that one as well. In lieu of flowers, please don't vote for Hillary Clinton. Apparently, in her obituary published in the South Jersey Times, Elaine Friedeck told mourners, in lieu of flowers, please do not vote for Hillary Clinton. I just find that terribly amusing. vote on the issues, folks. Vote on voting records and things like that. Don't let anyone tell you what to vote for, who to vote for. Figure it out for yourselves. But please do figure it out. More things that Google's doing. Google has come up with a project which you can use in at least a couple areas in the country, mostly out west in the San Francisco area, where most of these things at least originally start for the giant search engine company. Let's see, what is the name of the company? It is Project Sunroof. And you can go to google.com/git/sunroof/about, and that'll get you there. And what they're doing is they're saying, should you install solar panels on your roof? Well, apparently this will tell you what the best, it's itemizing geography, basically, and lots of other factors to figure out whether or not it's appropriate for you. Project Sunroof uses Google Maps 3D modeling to get an idea of your roof size and orientation and the amount of shade cast by nearby buildings and trees. It combines that data with historical weather information, how often your city is blanketed by clouds, for example, to come up with your estimated number of sun hours each year. Also factored in are current levels of government tax incentives and local laws like net metering that allow homeowners to sell excess electricity back into their utility company. Other companies have likely been using similar calculators internally for years, but now Google's new initiative aims to make the process more transparent for the general public. So I've signed up, waiting for that to come to my area. Hopefully it will. If you have not been living under a rock, then you're well aware that at the site Ashley Madison was breached. And now more of their data has, a lot of their data, maybe all of it now, at the time that you're hearing this, has been released. And it's like the gift that keeps on giving. I disagree terribly with all of it. I don't like people hacking other sites and then making it public. It is very damaging. There have been reports that some of the people that were on the list were gay or transgendered, and in the areas that they happen to live in the world, they are now in danger of death because they've been exposed. So this is you want to talk about bad leaks. You know, sure, there was WikiLeaks and things like that, but this does have direct consequences, and that is no good. So we'll just move along from there. Also, I'm fading quickly, and I'm going to need to wrap up this episode, much earlier than I usually would. I'm very sorry for that, and we should have a normal full episode next week, but I cannot do it. I'm very sorry, I cannot do it. So with that, it's going to be the shortest episode that I've ever done. I'm very sorry about that, but nature calls in ways that are unexpected. So that's it for us tonight, for me tonight. We'll be back next Friday, about 9:30 p.m. Eastern. In the meantime, the conversations ought to continue on the web. Head over to orellyradio.com. That's orellyradio.com for all the links at the top of the page. Do watch us live and chat in the IRC if you can. And if you've liked what I've done here or in previous episodes, do help us keep the lights on and keep the show going by following the Help Us link on the webpage, and that'll take you over to patreon.com/Cowen, C-O-W-E-N. And if that's too rich for you, totally understand. How about you contribute to the show with other, topic ideas, corrections, advertising offers, unclaimed lottery tickets, hate mail, whatever. Unsolicited advice. over at ohreallyradiopodcast@gmail.com. Also, leave us a voicemail, 470-222-ORLY, that's 6759. And hey, you know, we got a subreddit too. I really ought to go over there and spruce it up a little bit, but you can post stories there and vote them up and down, and maybe we'll have them on the show. Also, here's the biggest thing ever. Go over to wherever you found us, whatever platform of choice that happened to be, and leave us a favorable review. That will get eyeballs on the show and get us out there in front of other people so that we can then grow more and have more interaction and build a community around this show. That would be fantastic. You can start that off by going over to Facebook, like us there, follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, and hey, how about you subscribe to that YouTube channel too? Hopefully everything will work there. Yeah, thank you enough for spending some time with me tonight. Until next time, this has been O'Reilly Radio, part of the Cowan Services Network. Music for the show was created by Kev McLeod of Incomptech.com under Creative Commons Share Alike Attribution. Thanks, everybody. Toodles!